Donald Jake and Doris Marine, west of Road 62, 3,765 feet north of Road 447, Johnson Road. A variance from setback requirements for a stable and manure sheds.
Names and addresses.
Doris Marine, 3354 East Trap Pond Road, Laurel, Dollar.
And you both swear a firm testimony about the gifts would be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
The board will allow, I'd like to speak on Ms. Marine's behalf.
Sure.
The Marines are currently in the process of selling part of their farm, which is the chicken farm portion. I believe you all have a plat in front of you that I submitted. The horse farm, which is next to it, the Marines have several horses and a stable. And the with the sale of the chicken house, we've obviously had to do a subdivision, and that leaves the manure shed and the horse stable too close to the property line as required. The stable has 16 stalls, even though I believe there's only 8 horses in there, but it has a capacity of 16. I believe the code states that it has to be 200 feet away from any property line. So we are requesting a variance from the side setback line for the stable and for the manure shed. That is actually located on the horse farm portion, but a new one will be built on the lot 2 where the chicken houses are. And the existing manure house will remain on the horse farm side.
If you're looking at the legend there, you'll see that. I mean, the drawing of the that with the survey, we marked down five variances. Is that correct? And all those numbers are real that we have.
That is correct. To the proposed property line. Mm-hmm.
Based on the survey.
Yeah, you will see it's more of an existing condition, kind of a house cleaning thing. I mean, the horse farm functioned and the chicken farm functioned, and they both had access basically off the same access. And I should mention that the County Council Commission has given approval for the conceptual plan of the subdivision based on the variance hearing.
Okay. How close is the newest or nearest dwelling?
The nearest dwelling is located on lot 1, and it would be a minimum 500 feet, 600 feet. It's nowhere near.
Is there a plot available showing all three, the subdivision of all three parcels? Do you have one with you by any chance?
Yes, sir.
Start it. Can you hand it in as an exhibit?
I have that right here. I have the original one. Same thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, let the board look at this because everything's on that. Do you have copies of this?
I'll hold
them.
Yeah, Derek, the client that's purchasing the chicken farm, he's desiring to purchase the rest of the farm at a later date. Obviously, we don't know what holds in the future, but that is his intent.
The gentleman has to get the poultry operation.
Yes,
yes,
he's
he just couldn't afford it.
Right.
To buy it. We sold it as, you know, a partial or the whole thing. But he couldn't kind of swing it right yet, so he's got the option to buy it at a later date. Yes.
Okay. Is that the reason it's divided out now? Because
yes.
For the specific purchase?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no home in none of these three parcels?
Yes, sir. Lot 1, there is a home. It was so far away from the subdivision, I didn't show it. I can show it on the final plat if need be.
I'm sorry. I didn't see it on here.
Yeah. It was all the way at the other end of the farm. I mean, it's basically where the lettering is, where Lot 1 is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you were instructed at 200 feet, right? At 200 feet. Right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You were instructed that to encompass that. That's what you were told, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like probably six,
yeah.
Six
it
or seven.
Didn't need
from
it.
From the general room to here, it's like 1,000 feet.
Yeah, okay, 1,000
yeah.
feet.
Mm-hmm. I had that checked for electric.
Okay, good. Well, that was good that you got it divided out, so when they come in that way, we know it's, they're gonna do it in steps, you know, just what the gentleman can say and his intention is the rest.
When they applied, that's the reason I presented the board with five variances and then to let you know where the variances are because the others are okay.
Sure, appreciate that.
Okay.
We kind of made lot two conform and then kind of tried to make everything work around lot two, since lot two was the one being sold off.
Right, I understand that, but appreciate that. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Milton, Chris? Okay, hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,209. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. That enables reasonable use in the way it's applied for, and that it is a minimum variance to afford relief for their situation.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,209. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you. Thank you.
Case number